city of angels is black and gold. You are listening to the Heart of LAFC podcast. And now, Joseph Zacher.
Greetings, Los Angeles. Welcome to episode 390 of the Heart of LAFC podcast. We're going to call this one Testify. It mentions one of our favorite songs from Rage Against the Machine. And of course, the boys need a statement this weekend as they start to make progress and find themselves a bit. It's been good the last couple of days, I got to say, starting with the Vancouver draw, ending with the big win against Seattle. So yeah, we'll definitely get into it today. Kind of a light crew tonight. We've got myself and Tony doing the work. Bam is out ill. He should be back soon. Araceli is busier than ever. So it's going to be us, guys. We're in the mix for this. But you know, this is a good week anyways. We're going to lead up to the game, right? Rivalry, back into it again. Those traveling, good news for you guys. It's going to be friggin' wild. But yeah, we're in it. We're making it happen. That is for sure. All right, so breaking news, of course. Hey, the guys look pretty good. They look right. The kids look all right. We're starting to put some new faces in the midfield. That's working out okay. Yeah, I know. A bright and chipper episode of the Heart of LAFC. I think we can actually afford to do that. It's good. Of course, Tony, how are you doing, man? I know you're probably tired from last night.
I was not just last night, just because it was one, the game, which, again, exciting. We needed this. Still a lot. Questions going into this game, and not a lot, but there's still some questions going in, just because as much as we are finally getting some momentum, getting the right movement, there's still, we're not at full capacity of what we should be doing. But also I was out late night eating with Tilo and just talking football and till wee hours of the night, so I didn't get home till probably 2-3 o'clock in the morning, and yeah, just running on no sleep and caffeine.
I get you, man. I've been there. Nice to be young, I gotta say. So, but hey, Tilo hangouts, you can't pass that up, dude. That's worth it. That's cool. All right, so we'll start. We'll go back in time. You know, we weren't able to review the match before the last one, so we'll start with that. Of course, that was Vancouver getting a draw on the road against a team that's, let's be honest, red hot. Wasn't a pretty game, let's be honest. Workmanlike more than anything else. They could have won that thing 2-0, right? They could have done something special with it. It kind of squandered it, right? We hit them early, and then they claw their way back. Not a total shock, to be honest. We know how things are when we go there. Still frustrating, that being said. If you look at the lineup, it was typical. There was no real surprises in who we saw in there. We can't really get all mad about some lineup change. That's who was there. You know, we had Ordaz up top, we had a Martinez, we had Bowanga, we had Igor Jesus, we had Tillman, we had Delgado, Segura and Long were in the back, Palencia, Hollingshead, Lloris. Yeah, no shock there. The other side as well, fully stocked, ready to go off of a major high. End of the day, I'll just leave it like this. It ended 2-2. You got to draw on the road against the top team. Let's be honest, they are the top team right now. There's no question. They're flying. That works. The method. The mayhem that got us there, that's where we can definitely say, man, what the heck? We had a lead and we gave it up. And that's where I go back to you, Tony. Your thoughts on that match?
That was just a kind of the pretty much the trend that we've been going through for the past, you know, anytime we have a two-goal lead or a lead in general, we go to parking the bus. And as much as, you know, defensively wise, we could do that, it's, we have the, you know, we have the momentum. Just keep attacking, because I know people say, of course, championships win defense. Yes, but in this kind of, it's kind of like if you keep attacking them, put them on the heels, they can't react. And like, yeah, there's again, White scoring the goals. You can't stop that dude. Like, he's just been having a season of all. But overall, you had a 2-goal lead, and then you decide just to not attack and not do anything and just fall back. It's not the right momentum, because as you can see moving forward into our next game, what happens if we keep the pressure on? That's the LAFC we know. That's the LAFC that we like to see. That's the LAFC that wins us games, that wins us chips, that wins us like good, like important games. But the LAFC of Vancouver game is the team that talks about Dolo out, what's going on with the team, who's this, what's going on. And that's the problem.
Exactly. The lack of consistency, the lack of two good halves. It's been a thing all year. Over-reliance on trying to defend. It cost us in the Champions Cup, right? It's a thing, dude. And you can't break down. Again, you had a 2-0 lead in the 19th minute. You could have definitely still put on the pressure, broken this game wide open rather than go conservative. And well, there we go. End up with the 2-2. Lesson learned, hopefully. Right? Which then brings us into Wednesday's match. And I know a lot of you were going into this thing going, oh man, what's this going to bring after seeing what we did a few days before? But lo and behold, a lineup change, something a little bit different from the boys, a different, I'd say, even approach because of the change in personnel, though minor. Hey, it looked different. It felt different. Lloris was in goal. Segura and Marlon were your backs for this game. I know, right? Different. Palencia and Smoilikov were your outside. Different. Midfield, Tielemann, Igor Jesus, and Amaya. Yeah, he gets his start in the lineup. Up top, Boanga, Ebabise, and Under. Again, what does this do? Well, I think all of us were like, well, you know, after that last performance, maybe a little difference. Yeah, maybe a little. The guys who are hungry, they aren't getting the minutes. Maybe it's their chance to do something, of course. What do they do in Seattle? They actually shift their lineup a little bit. In this case, starting De Rosario for the kid. Up top with De La Vega and Ferreira. They had four in the midfield with Leiva and Jao Paulo, Rothrock, and Costa Renzi. And a three center back set up with Tolo, Bell, Gomez. Goalkeeping situation, they had Thomas this time. So they, of course, made some changes midweek. It's been a busy midweek. Everybody's got a lot going on, right? It's kind of interesting the way the schedules are playing out. They're really condensed right now. So everyone has to cope. So we take it to the game itself. And I don't know about you, Tony, but it seemed like a different team was on the field than we've seen the last, I don't know, 5-6 games. I don't know. Just that is a different vibe. That's for sure. Go for it, man. Give us some highlights in this one because it was interesting.
I'll just go straight into it with I know it says 4-0, but let's be honest, it should have been 5-0. We'll get to that goal in a second, and it's like a very funny goal that you usually don't see, and it's like hilarious, but and also props on that person. But we'll get to that one in a second. Hold on. But before that, we had Under scoring the 25th minute with a classic, as we see it all the time. Vela-esque goal, cut back, sees a left-footed shot, curves in. But Under, he's known for this, does the same thing we've seen him do multiple times, puts enough curve on it where, Seattle's keeper can't keep control of it, ricochets off and rolls in, and we go up 1-0 in the 25th minute. Cool. And that's how we end in the half, 1-0. There was a lot of opportunity and chances for us and Seattle to come into the game, but we were dominating. Understandably, Seattle wasn't at full strength, but these are the chips that we have to play with. These are the things that we have to do, and we have to go into it. And then it goes into, honestly, I'll say this, the pass of the season. This is like world-class accuracy on the dot, perfect cross, curve, everything to his feet, not just in front of him, to his feet where he can still keep in momentum. Ebobise just again, same thing he did last time he scored a goal. Got it, of course, not the quickest person, but the smartest person in the attacking. Uses his defender as a shield, cuts back, gets him off balance, left footed in, is like puts it in the back of it, 2-0. And then we'll get into this goal. Good collaboration between Martinez and Ordaz. With Ordaz, and this is why I say this is a very funny goal, but a really great goal. One boot on, one boot off. Down the left field, finds Martinez with a spin move, puts it to the back of the net, called offsides, but he wasn't offsides. And it was just, and that's why it should have been 5-0. But again, goes back into it. Boanga scores with a almost very like pushed it in goal easily. Like he shoots, it kind of ricochets up. A little bit up, and then he uses just like a flick to with enough power to pass it by his keeper. And Iobona with a nice, cutback goal easy. We live at 4-0, which is great going into next game. There's a lot of questions moving forward, but a good start for right now.
Yeah, I think beyond just the goal scorers, beyond those moments, there's a few players in this game that seem to open up more than we're used to seeing. I think the big one for me was Tillman. He was everywhere, mm-hmm. everywhere. The movement was fast. It was good. It was open. He works well with Amaya. He springs him open. Amaya, at the same time, the tempo, he was really good at controlling tempo. He was really good at slowing down. He needs to slow down, speed up when he does. And then Igor Jesus, I mean, yeah, the pass of the year by far. And he had a couple of passes like that where he's hitting people from distance today. Like there's something different about his game too. Smart with it. That's for sure. And Ibova say, like, we all know you've been here long enough when he was playing for San Jose, when he was playing for Portland, how he would just burn us at the worst time. Those are years where he was scoring bunches of goals. Like, seriously, leading scorer for his side multiple seasons. He's one of these guys that can anchor a team at the end of the day. He is not getting any younger, but it's still there. The runs are there. The creativity is there. The aggression is there. You could see the hunger, right? And now he's organized with it. And as he's getting more games in, he's getting better and looking like the Obose of old, I would say, Tony, right? I mean, there's a thing with him. And it's reminding me of those San Jose good years right now. Am I wrong in this? It looks right.
It's the player that we always feared when he was always on the opposite team. Players to watch, someone we have to worry about, him all the time. And now again, picking him up, this is why we picked him up as a, you know, replacement or a starter if we needed to, because of these critical goals of you need a goal, he'll be there to at least create the goal and have the opportunity and chance to at least put it on target. And you never know what happens after that.
Yeah. And he doesn't need much. Mm-mm. Doesn't need a whole lot of space. He doesn't need a lot of room to release a ball. He's pretty darn accurate with it. It's really good. Now, Bwanga and his performance, I mean, he's Bwanga, right? He does his thing. Mm-hmm. Moving, going crazy, missing some easy ones. At the end of the day, posterizing Tolo yet again. How many shots are there of Bwanga scoring a goal and Tolo's within like a few feet of him, looking like a fool? He like owns that dude. It's pretty mm-hmm. funny. And in this case, Tolo had to come across, but there he was in the moment. Having to watch that close up. Interesting. Now, the other side of this, of course, is Seattle embarrassed us last year. They embarrassed us earlier on this year. You had to have revenge on your mind. Like, it had to be there for the guys. Coming to your own house, you got to make a statement. This was a statement. 4-0. Could have been a lot more. Could have been 6, to be honest. Should have been 5. Could have been 6. The chances were definitely there. Good on them. If you look at other names on there, Smolikov looked very comfortable in this match when he hasn't looked comfortable before. He's looking into it. So, yeah, it was a good day. It was a really good day. Could you say Seattle might have been a little off? Maybe. But we shuffled more than they did in this game. So if you're going to look for a team to be off, it would have been us. Instead, there was flow. There was tempo. There was comfort on the ball, which we haven't seen for a little while. That's special. I know it depends on how much pressure another side gives you, but even when they did give pressure, they released the ball really well. If they play like this on Sunday, I feel good about things. This is what we need to see. We don't need to see what we need to see in Vancouver, that 2-half nonsense. No, this was the complete package here. Yeah, certain subs came in and didn't look the greatest, but hey, they did their job in the moment. You walk away. The subs were right because you need to rest people for the weekend. So that one didn't bother me either. I'm fine with it. Move on. Take your 3 points. Again, you took down a team that's been looking pretty strong. They're a rival. They are a rival. You got to be happy with what you see overall. Tony, overall thoughts, your hero of the match. Where are you at on this one?
Overall thoughts, it was a good game. Again, it's just the scary moments. Again, the back line was doing great. But there were some moments where I was just like, could have gone away from us. The question, also the always the uncontrollable accountability is Segura. You know, he's, you never know where you get with him. And again, it's he's been decent the last couple games, but we know there are moments where it's moments. Cause I forgot to touch up on this. Like the goals, some of them were because of a cigar in the last game, you know what I mean? Lost track of his player in that goal that could have been preventable, but you know, but again, it's just simple mistakes like that cost us moving forward. That's going to be something we need to do, because we can't unfortunately take this lightly. Because if you go in thinking we'll get into it, but if we think going the next game is going to be a cakewalk, oh, I don't know about that. Because again, rivalry, they got nothing to lose, and that's the worst kind of opponent to play against.
Nothing more dangerous than a wounded animal.
Mm-hmm.
That simple. So yeah, and we'll get into that and their situation. But for the boys in this moment, take it, be happy with it. Please build on it and learn from it. Because if that's what Amaya is going to put out every week, man, like, dude, we're pretty good with him in there. I'm happy. I'm really happy with what I saw on the day. Now Delgado came in and did the job too, because he did the job last week, did the job on the weekend. He's been Mr. Consistent for us. There's no question. Every week he's been doing his performances. Came in as a sub in this case, did his job. Now it leads up to his old club, right? We will get into that too. And he gets the rest, which tells you who's going to be in the lineup next match, right? I mean, you could kind of see some faces the way this lineup set up, who we're going to probably see for the next one. But again, it made sense. I think that's pretty much where we're at on this one, talking about this match. Let's move it on. We don't have a lot for LAFC2 this week. They got to be honest. The focus is going to be more on what's happening this weekend, right? That's the big focus. That's what y'all came in to listen to anyway. So we're going to get into that. Of course, I do want to go to Tony. Do you have any community news you want to throw into the mix before we get into that wild stuff over there?
Sorry, I apologize. I put myself on mute. There are some community news at the moment, but I would get back into it after the game, after the next podcast, because it's coming up. But membership's still available. Level 2 is, I believe, the only thing available at the moment. So if you haven't got your 3252 membership, the window is closing. So just to make sure, if you can get that in, you know, 3252.net, the membership gets you for the membership that's available, scarf, a hat, a tag, a pin, a patch, 32 discounts at HQ. So get that before it goes away. And that's about it. Because everything else is hush-hush until, if you know, you have questions, ask an SG. But that is as much information I can give you.
There we go. In terms of the LAFC2 conversation, I'll just add this. They did lose to Portland 3-0 last night. They travel to Kansas City on Friday, May 23rd, play SKC2, 4 p.m. kickoff, MLS Next Pro. Again, we'll leave it at that. That's for sure. Beyond that, I do see some comments from the faithful, so I do want to throw that out there as well. Let me see. We've got Bam on here, man. We just hope you get well soon, dude. At the end of the day, that's the most important thing. Dave's on here, says, "Oi, Black and Gold faithful." Again, talk about faithful. We got you, man. Loving it. We have the Aaron Long alternate reality account. Happy 10 p.m., guys. Buonga backflips are back. We'll take those. Dave also says, we cannot give Carson their first win. We must win on Sunday. Agreed. No time like the present. Dave also says, I gave my seats to Amaya's girlfriend's parents, their family, friends. Glad to see Frankie got the start. I got to say, man. Local boy done right. We know his career, the trajectory, where he's been. He looks like he fits right in, you know? And we'll take it. The more locals doing good, we'll take that any old time. So good on Frankie. Happy his family got to see him play and start. Important. Good on you, Dave. Taking care of business. Love it. All right. Let's move it on. I know we got to do our vinyl club minute, so I'm going to keep this super basic. I put Testify on there. I've done this album before, but I really don't care. I'm going to do it again. It's going to be Battle for Los Angeles, right? Like, Rage. Why wouldn't you not do that? I was listening to it all day today because that's how it is in these rivalry weeks. Yeah. In it all the way on that. Tony, I don't think you mind at all on that one as well, right?
Not at all. It's more of a that or a Painted Black is always the go-to is that one. Because, again.
That was our... Yeah, so Stones. There you go. Mm-hmm. Stones. But yeah, Battle of Los Angeles always going to be on my list. Always, always. Painted Black. We've done that a few times too. So yeah, man. That's where we got. Why is Tony saying Painted Black? Because y'all going to Carson this weekend, you better wear black. That's simple as that. I don't want to see any white shirts, people. None of those goofball collars, man. Wear the black. That's how it's done. That's how we do things. If you're not, you're just not following the rules. There it is. It's not beautiful. You got to be that mass up there. Just, yeah, that's how it's done. So, all right, let's talk about it. Let's talk about what's going on in the world of Carson. Not so great. I mean, oof. Yeah. And I've been watching the games, and my wife's like, why do you watch that? I'm like, because, like,
it's concerning.
It's why I've never seen anything like it. The league's never seen anything like it. I've never seen a former champion get into this situation. And what's funny about it, yes, there was a blood against Red Bull New York. Most of the games they've been in, most of the games they should have gotten something from them, and they just don't. Take the match they just lost last night, playing against Philadelphia on the road, taking a 2-goal lead. Like everything was looking right for them, and then it wasn't. And then it just started falling apart. And in the, you know, what, 48th minute, they give up one. 50th minute, they give up one.
Last minute.
And then that 90 plus six. So basically a corner kick that they didn't think they gave up. Overhit corner kick, comes back to the top, goes to the far. Striker for Philly cuts in and then chips it to back post. And you have a header and everyone looks all out of position. And it just, again, why so late in the game? Are you that loose? I don't get it. I do not get it. And the confidence is at nil. I mean, that's what I've seen. And, you know, you look at the game against New York. We'll talk about that one. To me, the bigger story was the post game more than the game itself. Like, it was just a comedy of crazy errors for them. I mean, really amateur stuff. But it was the coach's talk at the end of me that was way more telling. Tony, I think I talked to you about it. The faces of the Galaxy players in that, there was a lot of checked out faces, man. Like, just,
oh yeah,
they're listening, but you could tell there's something under their breath that they want to let out. Like, it's bad. It is rough. I'll throw it to you, man. Your thoughts on why they're here? What is going on here?
Well, it's, again, I know I've been, as most Carson fans and LAFC fans, go back and forth between Reddit, their Reddits and everything like that. Like, let's not put ourselves like we don't do that. We all do this. Like, you know what I mean? Just to see what's going on across the bridge. And half of them, of course, are still saying, you know, Vanny and stuff like that. Some of them haven't been complaining about, you know, the salary cap and everything. Again, this is the same thing that's going on that happened to us, which, again, it's, nothing's changed. The problem is their decisions in the front office is one of the mistakes that's happened. So recently that's come out and has been repeated multiple times on my timelines and everything. It has been, they had a choice between Delgado and Fuentes.
Fagundes,
a little dry mouth, cotton. And they decided with Royce there, they thought Fuentes was the better option, not knowing what Delgado brings to the table. Again, when that happened, Carson jumping the line is a weird thing. It happens in rivalries and everything like that, but you gave up a leadership leader on the field. You know what I mean? As much as he's not the greatest player, I feel like talking football terms, talking actual logistic strategies and everything, you lose that. You lost the team. You get into the situation where you depend on one player who is injured at the moment, been injured for a while. And now you get this situation where they've checked out. They feel like they're going to win something and they're nothing. And now they're just battling for, I think Leagues Cup is the only thing that they have to work for, because after that, it's, I don't see them getting themselves out of this hole until Ricky comes back.
Well, and no team's made the playoffs after this kind of a start.
Yeah.
It just haven't. It just doesn't happen. And then you're looking at Ricky to come back and save you. He's coming off of a major injury. Even when he does come back, do you think it's just like that? No, it's not going to be like that. He's going to have to work himself in. And now you're in September by the time he's really, really there. That's tough. There is no salary cap space to bring in some recruits. Like, no, it's tight. And we knew about this, you know, like when we won, the club talking about it, like, we have to let people go. We don't want to let go.
Mm-hmm.
We played one against Houston that we didn't want to give up, right, last week. Mm-hmm. Got a red card. He was one of those guys.
Yeah.
Or you're just not happy with the moves because the league forces the salary cap, and that is what it is. It's how the league is built. It is difficult because you're going to play on the margins with your cap to be competitive, but then it puts you over if you do well because of the bonuses. Maybe the talk is maybe the bonuses and performance bonuses or something separate from the overall cap, but that's something down the line. And it's definitely for those who are in the league, not us, right? We can't really call that one. We just know that it's still not enough. We all know it's not enough. Be a competitive league in this world, it ain't enough. We all know this. That's the obvious thing as an MLS fan. Like, it's never quite enough. So here we go. Now, looking at the roster, like you said, yes, Pooja is hurt. But who unlocks those guys, right? Who gives them the freedom to go where they go? Like Royce or that. It's the guy that plays for us now, right? Add in Jovalich as well, going to Kansas City. How many important goals did he score, including the final? Again, guys that are always there in the big moments for them are the guys that they let go. That's just how it's been, or they're hurt. So it's tough. Now, the other thing, and these are self-inflicted, they had the goalkeeper battle to start the season off. Bring a new kid in, push McCarthy out of the lineup, because we've got a new generation, and that backfired horribly. And now McCarthy's back. And has McCarthy played well? No, the opposite of it. He's been terrible. It's been a rough year for him. He's had moments that are good, but it's been bad. He's been off, and it doesn't help. You crushed the dude in the beginning of the year. You're not our guy. You know, that has to mess with him. It has to. Am I wrong, Tony? Like, that's one way to poison things.
Well, yeah, because it's like, if you're going to make that decision, make the decision. You know what I mean? Ride or die with the decision of you want to move forward. And yes, McCarthy, again, you're making a decision of McCarthy, who's a two-time MLS Cup championship. You know what I mean? Did everything for us to win ours and did as much as them for their Carson's championship. And then moving forward, okay, I'm like, you want to move with a new guy? 100% understandable. McCarthy is a decent goalkeeper, but then you mess with his head. You decide, okay, I'm going to move forward. Stick to it. You know what I mean? Because it's not getting you any results at the moment. You're not developing the new keeper as well. So it's like, I understand it takes development and everything, but if you're going to say this is going to be our keeper and move forward, then do that. And you should have let McCarthy go and use whatever money you had for McCarthy to buy somebody else. And now you're stuck with McCarthy and a keeper who I don't think has trust in the team or the front office.
It's tough. I mean, he doesn't even know where to pass the ball at times. You could see the hesitation. He's not sure who to give it to. And then there have been some crazy passes, man, like oof, rough stuff. So the other thing I'm noticing is certain, I'd say, impact or leadership type players haven't quite been the same this year that are on the field. Like Yoshida is one of the big ones. You can tell he's trying to do too much, and he's now got himself in situations where, yes, there's own goals. There's places where he's out of position. There's deflections coming off of him. Why? Because I think he's just trying to do too much out there, and he's put himself in this position. And yes, he's a year older. He's not a spring chicken. We know this. We know how that feels. We've had certain aged players that have let us down this year. We know. So that's been a thing for sure. Now, Royce, I mean, they wouldn't have the two goals in the last match if it wasn't for him. That's the truth. He's still producing. He's still doing something out there. But you're requiring him to put the minutes you're putting in on him. Those of us that know that guy knows that you're playing with fire at this stage. If he's the guy going to be in lineup every week, every week, every week, he hasn't shown a history of hanging for a whole season when you're doing that. So there's a powder keg waiting to explode if they keep doing that. And then, yeah, you look at the midfield situation and thin is thin. I think the last match they had Parente, Sanabria, and Winder as their midfield for the three man. Yeah. Also looking at the lineups, it's been a different setup every match. Every match. It's hard. Like, I try to go into this going, oh, I could figure out what they're going to do. I can't. I just can't. It's so much switch around that it's hard to see what they're going to run with. I go back to, let's see, last game was a 4-3-3. Who did they have in the lineup? Royce was your center forward, at least on paper. Cuevas and Fagundes were the wings. Sanabria, they're holding midfielder with Winder and Parente. Your center backs were Yoshida and Garces. Yamane and Nelson were the outside backs. McCarthy and goal, 4-3-3. I go to that 7-0. I know, right? McCarthy and goal. Yoshida, Garces, Nelson, three center backs. Cerillo, Fagundes, Royce, three central midfielders. Aude, Yamane, wing back, outside mid, depending on how you needed them. And then Barry and Ramirez as your forwards. Okay, got it. Now we go a game before that. A 4-2-3-1. I know, something they've been good at. That's worked for them before. In this case, McCarthy, Garces, and Yoshida as your center backs. Yeah, that's consistent. Yamane and Nelson, outside backs. Seemed consistent. Fagundes and Cerillo holding midfielders. Fagundes. Okay. Royce is your attacking midfielder. Gabriel Peck and Paintsill as your outside mids, who now we have health issues here, right? And then Ramirez up top. Yeah, it's been a thing. And yes, I will say injuries are real, but yeah, they haven't been able to even be consistent in what lineup they want to do, what system they want to play. It looks just like kind of let's plug this and see if it works. Pretty rough times. And if you want to go on Vanny for that, that's fine. You can only do so much with the tools you're giving him, right? That's where it's at. And I don't want to be that guy, but I will. I think the best thing to happen for all of their rivals for them is for them to fire Vanny at this point. That's a white flag on the year. You know, right there, it's done. At this point of the year, it's done. If you do that, it's saying rebuild, reset. So I don't see it happening, even though the calls are for it. I don't think it's going to happen. Even if we trounce these guys this weekend, he's not going anywhere. I don't. Do you, Tony, do you think he's on the block at this point?
He should be on the block. If he isn't, then there's something wrong. And then again, like we said with Dolo, we're not having the greatest season as ourselves to our standards that we like. And again, he's still here, but with a winless season so far, this is the perfect opportunity to say, you know what? Sorry, Vanny, we got to go. Like, you ain't going to win this game. We're not in the running for anything. So full reset on the head coach and just plan for the summer window and the winter window. Because at the end of the day, it's like, okay, summer, and say whatever money you have left to bring somebody in. Are you building for your future and that head coach, or are you building for the new head coach and what he wants to bring in? Because that's the situation. We hear this all the time in all of European football and all of other football world, is just, what are you trying to do moving forward? Are you trying to build with the manager that you have at the moment, or are you doing a rebuilding process? So let's bring in the person what he wants for his system.
Yeah, I still don't think he goes anywhere, because the pressure, when a coach goes somewhere, it's when the pressure actually applies to the guy above him. Now, how does that guy relieve pressure? Dump the coach, right? Mm-hmm. That's the first move. And I don't get that feel right now, right? I think their current management is like, well, we won a cup. What do you want? That's the vibe I'm getting. Yeah, they're not happy with the situation. It's horrible right now. I couldn't imagine our fan base dealing with this. Got to be real. Yeah, right? Oof. But yeah, I don't see him letting him go. I don't. Not at the moment. Not yet. Yeah, I know. Even if we take these guys down in their own house, I don't think they're going to do it, because, again, look at that lineup. Look who's left, who's available for this match. It is very limited. very limited as we get into this thing. Now, that being said, as bad as things are for Carson at this stage, 0-3-10, we're coming into a match against a rival that always steps up in every game we've ever played them. As bad, and trust me, you all know we've seen some terrible Galaxy sides come in and embarrass us when it looked like we were the ones that were going to do the dirty work. And then we walk away with a loss and some crazy individual errors getting us there. We know this. We felt it. Well, we're going back to Carson. Not a place that's been a beautiful story for LAFC. It's been a bit of a horror show, let's be real. But we have this crazy opportunity against a team that is, yeah, looking inward more than outward at this stage. So, yes, massive opportunity, kind of a risk. You don't want to be that team to give them their first W. So here we go. I go to you, Tony. Your thoughts. With all that in place, momentum LAFC, no momentum Galaxy. Are you concerned, sir?
Oh, 100% concerned. Like, I'm happy that we won. We got the right momentum going forward. But at the end of the day, I think as much as Carson would not want the losing season being playoffs, if they can hold a candle of like, we beat you, like, yes, we lost, but having the wins against your rival is a big tip on the shoulder, you know, cap, everything. And they will show up. It's always happened. You know what I mean? No matter how many times we've blown leads out there, it's something about that stadium where the pressure gets to us, and now it's pressure on them and to win. And I think they're going to try to show up. And I'm concerned because I'm hoping the fan base, the supporter base, the team, the front office understands that, yes, they are down, but it's not going to be a cakewalk.
So there it is. All right, so that brings us to the actual lineup and what we want to see from our guys and who do you want to see on the field. We saw the shuffle between Vancouver and this match. So who gets on the field, right? Who starts? We know Lloris, guaranteed. Center back situation, though, that's where it gets a little bit interesting, Tony. I think it's going to be Segura because he just keeps playing him. Mm-hmm. But who's going to be with him in this match? Who's ready to go? What are your thoughts?
I think we just keep the same lineup that we had last game for in defensive side. I don't think there's much of a change.
Well, Hollingshead, right? Hollingshead. Yeah. If he's good to go. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah. Again, like I don't see. When I say same lineup, it's always Hollison, Palencia. That's always the go-to.
Default. Yeah.
Default. It's that's why I was like, even if you would have told me, like, oh, Hollison's in a starter, I'd be like, wait, what? Like, I would have been more of like a surprise. I'm like, oh, then he's resting. But usually he's the starter and everything like that. But I would try to do long, see how he's doing, because he's the captain. He's the leader back there and the best opportunity. Again, I would love Chanot, but we still don't know anything about him. Of what's going on. I know he's still injured, but that's the only injury that we have.
So there it is. All right. So we go to that. We know what our back lines. I mean, again, Marlon Segura or Long Segura. That's what I see. Mm-hmm. I prefer Marlon Long, you know, but if that doesn't work, it doesn't work. Midfield situation. Amaya was a revelation, but we all know who's going to get into that game. Mm-hmm. There is no question. Tillman's in there. Jesus is in there, and yeah, the old Galaxy stalwart's in there. It's going to be awkward. I think he gets his ring in this one. I know. But again, can't talk smack, man. He's actually put in the work, and he's grinded for us. Right, Tony? I mean, he is earning his way. There's no question.
Oh, no, he is earning his way. It's going to be very interesting when he gets his ring, and then just to see the ovation from him. And then the other thing, again, this is... One, I think he doesn't get ridiculed about being left. I think he comes back a hero because they've realized what they've lost with him. And also, I don't think if he scores this game, I don't see him doing a celebration at all. You know what I mean?
No.
As much as we would like that, you know, for our side as well, I'm going to say this right now, I would love to see him do that. But I think for the time that he spent there and the respect that he has there, yes, he is with us, and I kind of disrespected it. But again, end of the day, they made the choice, and we made the smarter choice of picking him up. Again, we as LAFC fans and supporters, we didn't want him because of that. But yeah, so we'll see. But it's going to be a very interesting lead up about him.
We that duck is now gone. Yeah, we cooked it. It's over. That little, oh, never mind. It's over. So, hey, we're here now. New reality. There it is. Now let's talk about that front line and who's going to show up for this game. I think there's one name I know. If it happens, I'm going to be pissed. One name I know. Otherwise, I'm kind of cool, right? And y'all know who that's going to be. Right, Tony? You don't have to say the name. We know which one.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the guys we want in the lineup rather than the ones we're worried will be there. Bwanga, a given. A given.
100%.
Do we put the two kids to run rampant on this crazy back line for them right now? Or do we go with more experience in this case? What do you think,
okay, Tony? Okay, so I think we already know who we don't want. We'll leave it at that. If you follow this show enough, and if you've been following the season, we know who we don't want. I would put Martinez in. Like, again, fast on the ball, not fast, but it keeps Bwanga be able to do everything he wants to do. I think I would want I would want him.
Bobisay,
yes. Yes.
Dude, I gotta be honest. After watching the last game, I want that last lineup, at least the top line.
Yeah,
Under Obobese. Why? Experience, man. Experience. And you know, he hasn't just burned us; he's burned them too. Like he knows, he doesn't have any love for them in his history in this league. He's played for two rivals to those guys. I know. I think where he's at, you got to take the hot hand, and Jeremy Bobisay is a hot hand right now. Makes sense. Under, yeah, I'd prefer it right now. But if you go with one of the kids out wide, it's not a drop-off. They're playing so well right now. It's not even remotely a drop-off. So we'd be good anyway. And I got to be honest, in a Martinez situation against this Galaxy team, the way he likes to get into it, I think we'd be entertained. I do. I really do. Again, we have hungry players on this team. There's only one that I could say would drop us off. But the rest, I think we're happy no matter who gets out there with who they are. They've been putting the work in. That's for sure. And I'll throw it back to the faithful as well, because I see the comments flying right now. But show us, you know, tell us who you want out there. Who do you want to see show up for this game? Let the battle begin. That's for sure. I see Al Hopkins, an old familiar face. He's actually commenting tonight. So we'll throw out what he says as well. Al says, Segura, ride or die. Love the legend. Plus he makes a little 300K or less. So salary cap friendly. Again, the last game was fine. Again, consistency has been a problem, which wasn't before, but after his injury, it has been. On a good day, Segura is perfect out there. We're fine. We're good. There's just been those off days. That's for sure. Al also says, they like to blame MLS rules, but what did we do after we won the MLS Cup? Made a return to the Cup. We're a rarity. And also, the way the team had planned out, with the roster and the youngsters. And again, that was probably the deepest team in MLS history. And then you just built another deep team the next year, relying a lot on some young guys, but we were very fortunate with who we picked up. And we didn't dump the heart and soul guys too. That helps as well. There were some surprises, right? But no, we were a bit special. I'll put it at that. And again, no one's ever been in a situation Carson's in right now. That's the worst ever. So it's more than that. We know that, Al, for sure. Again, it's easy though to blame the numbers. It is. I like this careful skeleton of mauve legs. This is Jeremy Ebebose is the mitochondria of the team. I agree, man. I was so stoked when he came in. I'm feeling the payoff is here now that we let him play. Gotta let the man play. Al Hopkins says Royce was injured first half season. There were talks of him retiring or being bought out. I know, and now he's the guy keeping them alive, at least something. something. Yeah, but how long has he last? Again, we know the injury risks, dude. It's been well documented for him. And it could happen any moment. You're watching, waiting for it to happen. That's rough, but yeah. And if Al also mentioned he was more of a 4-4-2 yesterday with Royce playing in the 10 forward. Wingers 4-3-3 would drop back defensively. Yeah, I mean, he was farther back and setting things up. Again, he set up both. So without him, it would be even worse. That's for sure. And I like what Bam says. We don't need to win in the stands. We need to win on the pitch. We know who we are in the stands. We've always been there. I hate that. Whenever I hear win in the stands, that's from someone who couldn't win in the pitch. I'm with Bam. We know we're going to win on the stands. It's a foregone conclusion. We'll do our job. We'll walk out of there. We are who we are. It's an expectation as a 32-52 to put in the performance. That's expectation. Not, we won the bet. No, that's your requirement. If you're one of those lucky few to get tickets for this game in that section, you have a job to do. It is that simple. So winning the stands, yeah, of course, you need to. That's your job. Do it. It's on the field. It's all about on the field. Again, the horror show that is Carson for us. There's been too many of those. You gotta exercise those demons. Dave says, we all need to show up, be loud, support the lads. That's it. That's it. That's how it goes. Dave also says, Jesus has really impressed me, potential into production. Again, you go back to that San Diego match, which was his low point, right? That was the low point right there. It's been a steady build back to this point here. So we need more of that. Again, consistency from him too. If we see a repeat what he did against Seattle, yeah, it's going to be fun. Be fun this weekend. And Al, of course, says Seattle's playing rotated backup squad. Great win. No, can't be overconfident, but we also rotated our squad. We rotate with better squad, but we still had a rotation in our squad too. Bam says Ordaz, Buonga, Martinez. He wants the youth. Al's with same starting three. There you go. Dave's agreeing with Tony. Love it. Dave says, I'm picking up what you're putting down, Bam. There we are. And Philly in the mix. He says, what's up, fellas? Been a minute. Much love and respect. Love for you too, Mr. Busy podcaster. Coverage of NCAA sports. Coverage of... Dude, Philly, you're busy. We love what you're doing. Again, keep it going, man. And the Bundy Pod, it's been fun to listen to as well. You and Tilo making it happen, guys. Keep it up. Keep it up. It's good. You're doing good. Bam says, love you, Philly. Christian gives it back. There we go. Again, yeah. Keep it up, Philly. There we go. And hey, next week we'll talk about a win, hopefully, and make this thing happen. That's the hope. That's the prayers. Let's make it happen, boys. All right. So those are the comments that I see from all of you guys. You see where we're at in the lineups that we're looking for and what we need from this match. Again, at the end of the day, we need Buonga to pass the ball, right? We need some finishing to be a little bit better than what it's been. Less individual, more squad-based mindset for this match. Get the job done. Get out of there. It doesn't even have to be pretty. You just got to do the job. That's it. And Lloris, we need good Lloris for this one. We need solid Lloris for this one, and we'll be fine. Uh-oh, Tony. I got the sigh from you. You want to add in on this, sir?
He should just show up. Like, he missed... He played the same usual Lloris that happened, and he just needs to show up. Again, he's been kind of a bust, which is hard to say because of his, you know, his career of overall international and club level. But he just needs to show up, and hopefully, you know, again, great goal. Love that free kick and everything, but we need more of that, and just give me just one. I said it's Lloris, but Lloris is gonna show up, but I just meant to say
you're thinking Giroud. I know,
yeah,
the name. I mean I'm not even gonna mention the name this episode, dude. Yeah. that's how superstitious I am, and if I say it, I'm gonna summon it, right? No, for me it's Lloris. We are a different team when he's on. when he's off, oh boy.
Yeah.
They just need to be aggressive this game. Own your box, man. They're gonna rely on random free kicks to try to get you, and they're gonna put it in ugly spots for you. You can guarantee that. When you're a team in their situation, it's simple and plucky. That's what they got to do to get through. And so look for that stuff. Dark arts, of course, as well, I would expect. This is a rivalry match after all. So there we are. All right. On that note, anything else you want to add into this, Tony? Or are we calling this a night?
I'm calling this a night. Again, it's... there's no... we can keep talking about this for days, and it's a very interesting matchup for the first time in a long time. Not maybe like placement wise, we've seen this before, but the way they're going, I don't think I've ever seen a Carson team like this ever.
Ever. I've never seen any team in the MLS roughed up like this. This is uncharted, that's for sure. All right. I'll give you a final thought. Give it to the faithful, man. What's your final thought?
Final thought is be safe when we're going here. I understand it's maybe a lackluster performance from all teams, from their side, and who knows. But at the end of the day, it is a rivalry game. This is not our stadium, as in we control anything there. So proceed cautiously, you know what I mean? Like, they're going to be looking to do anything to make us uncomfortable, make us do something that we don't want to do, and put us in situations where it's going to get us in trouble. So be safe. Lock up your scarves and make sure you're protected. Don't walk alone. Because, again, wounded animals on their side, in their supporters, in their fans, on their team, wounded animals. And that's the worst thing to do, because they're unpredictable of that. So just be safe out there. I'll be out there, be doing my thing. I know Joseph is going to be there as well. So drink responsibly, be safe, and I'll see you guys Sunday. And make sure you get enough rest.
There we go. Again, treat it as such, not your scars, as he says. Again, if you can't win it on the field, you know how they're going to be operating, right? The dark arts. So I know they're probably going to wall everybody in. That's how it works. Just follow the instructions. Don't get yourself in anything you don't need to get yourself into. Simple as that. And then for my final thoughts, it's that simple. I will go to the players instead of the fan base on this. Own it. Testify, as I said in the title of this show. This is your chance to make a massive statement on the rivalry, right? The one thing we haven't had in that house is a convincing win. When were we actually asserted ourselves? This is that chance. You have to do it. You need to break those guys. It is that simple. I know Dolo's on it. I don't pay attention to the standings. Yeah, he does. They all do. Everyone sees this. It's an aberration, right? It's off. We know it's off for them. Take advantage of it. That's how it works. That's how this game is. You got to be cutthroat. This is the time to do it. Treat it like a playoff match and move on to the next. Because next week, we got another midweek, and we're leading up to something huge with Club America. That's coming real fast, and you need a high. Make this the one that makes that high for you. I'll leave it at that, guys. Thanks again for tuning in, guys. It's been amazing. 390, 400 to be here before you know it, and we keep on moving. All right, final word, Tony.
Stay golden, Los Angeles.
And from me to all of you, stay golden, Los Angeles.
Thank you for listening to the Heart of LAFC. Make sure to leave us a rating and review on iTunes or Stitcher. Shoulder to shoulder, the black and gold is taking over.